Streaming in this realm and beyond, you're listening to Paranormal Investigator Radio with your hosts, Peter Leonard, Rich Nicodem, and Dr. David DeProspero.
And welcome to another episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. I am one of your hosts. My name is Steve. We're joined by
Justin Bieber.
Nicole Jeffrey.
My name is Bill.
And Bill. I hope everybody's doing well. And welcome.
None of us are using our real name tonight. Quote unquote, Steve.
Well, I'm using it.
Because we're going to talk about conspiracy theories. 1-888-429-5471. If you have a conspiracy theory that you'd like to conspire against, give us a call. 1-888-429-5471. My name is Bill.
I'm pretty sure Justin Bieber is at the core of some type of something.
When did David join the army?
Let's see.
That is absolutely hysterical.
Is it him in an army outfit?
No, it's...
Oh my gosh. Now that's a conspiracy.
We just ran across a picture of...
Well, we should point this out. This will be the last show here at DiPaolo's in Rome, New York. We'll be moving to a different facility, so we apologize for the bad broadcasting the past couple of shows. That's actually all been on us. With the internet killing out and quitting and restarting and us going off the air and clipping out. But Stephen has been working on a new format. Rich is working on getting some gifts.
I am?
Awesome.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
We're getting some gifts.
So
guests. Nicole's been working on some formats. We have a email where you can send us topics for future shows.
StaySpooky@yahoo.com.
StaySpooky@yahoo.com. And what we're going to do is, from now on, we're going to start having a theme to the show, right, Steve?
That's where
we're
going to. Every other Tuesday, yes, we will.
Instead of the random
hijinks.
Not that you might not get that a couple, two, three times, but.
Oh, absolutely.
And we definitely want your calls. If you're a paranormal investigation group, you want to get some free airtime. Free for you, but there will be a fee later on with us. But we'll give your group some airtime. Big changes coming for the new year. We're going to do some fun stuff.
Absolutely.
But Nicole bought this fantastic book at this store called Five Below. Now you would think, what does Five Below mean? It's like, is it 5 degrees below zero?
Right.
Is it? It's actually an interesting story. You know what I like about that store? The candy. They have all
they
that
have
weird alternative candy.
Do they really?
They got a sheet of those buttons. Do you know the button candy?
Are you too young for
button candy, Steve?
The button candy and the lolly and the necklace. Candy necklace. Absolutely.
But we found out you bought a book.
I bought a book.
They make them now?
They do.
It has like covers and papers and stuff?
You won't believe what else I bought for my employees. I bought them adult coloring books. They do make those. They exist.
Now by adult, you meaning like triple X? Or
no,
is it just like
adult
cartoon character?
No. They're made for adults. They're actually pretty intricate pictures that you would actually have to take time. You've seen them. So they're pretty neat. So
there's actually been a study about that. They said that adults should start coloring again because
it relaxes.
It relaxes people and fosters creativity.
Lowers the blood pressure.
That's what I bought my employees for. So no, this book is it's called Conspiracies and Secret Societies. And it is an encyclopedia. Now, it's dated 2006, so I'm sure there's some other stuff floating out there, but this is a pretty thick encyclopedia of all the conspiracies up to 2006.
So basically what you bought us is a book of topics.
That's right. So, where do you want to start?
You pick, ma'am,
oh,
and
let's
we'll
see.
Go for it.
So earlier, before the show started, we were talking about HARP.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about HARP, so you'd have to fill me in.
I know everything about HARP.
Right.
Let's move on. No. HARP is part of a weather-changing phenomena that the government is said to own the weather machine. Like, what was the big Category 5 that hit Louisiana. Was that Katrina?
Yes.
That was said to have been influenced by HAARP, where they were able to steer that right into the projected path.
Our government would do that, because why?
Weapon system. Imagine if you could take out a country just using natural phenomena and never have to send a troop over. Not that they should have tried it on us. There's plenty of areas they could have tried.
And never claim responsibility for it.
Now, HAARP is a high array of, I believe it's EMF or something, that manipulates the cloud formations. Now, as I was showing Steve the pictures of this, if you look it up, and by HAARP, it's spelled H-A-A-R-P. Rome, the home of former Griffiths Air Force Base and currently the Air Force Research Laboratory at Rome, formerly Rome Lab, is said to be one of the testing locations for HAARP. Now, what is HAARP? If you look at the cloud formations, it's a very signature series of lines. They're like stacked in ripples. It's a ripply pattern of clouds. Going to work many times, I've seen that pattern. I jokingly, as I'm driving to work, I'm like, oh, they got HAARP turned on. And it's usually either followed by rain or some kind of weather phenomena that wasn't predicted by the spinning wheel that the weather people use on television.
So Rome actually has an array of antennas on the base?
Nope.
Okay. Then where are
I work on base. I've never seen the array. I don't know where it's at.
Okay.
Until it's the next generation.
But in order to have that happen, would you say that the array has to be somewhere around the base?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know if you have like things you can look up. You can actually see the cloud patterns for that. And it'll probably shock you because you've seen that. The other big thing around here is the chemtrailing.
I've seen that too, yeah.
Where they're seeding the atmosphere, and that's believed to be the futuristic radar systems that are online, where they don't need actual orbits anymore. They can just fire it from suspended particles.
The main place for HAARP, though, the main base is Alaska, though, it says here.
Is it? It's in Alaska?
Gakona, Alaska.
Gakona, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So you're never going to know where or what they're doing. And then you'd mentioned earlier, I mean, thumbing through the book, you and Nicole had mentioned Hangar 18. That's Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, right? That's where the Roswell wreckage was moved to. Mm-hmm. Wright-Patterson is the base. That is the conspiracy Ark of the Covenant, so to speak, of what our government does. And lo and behold, the Air Force Research Laboratory at Rome is part of Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, always has been. And I think I told you guys this when I was writing the book on Griffiths. I was told that Rome Army Airfield, RAD, Rome Air Depot, in 1947, also shared the same initials as the Roswell Air Force Base, RAD. And I was told that the wreckage was transferred from Roswell to Rome. The wreckage was switched out as like wreckage of a B-17 that they had crashed in Rome. The Roswell wreckage was brought up here and then covertly moved to Wright-Patterson, where it's believed to remain. And I don't know how or when the rumors began of Area 51, which of course was the Groom Lake test facility, which where they tested nuclear weapons on the other half, was it? Groom Lake is where they tested the nukes, right? And Area 51's the other half of that, or
I'm not sure. You might be right.
Or something sand testing range.
Sands one, wasn't that in White Sands?
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
One of my favorite pictures, I'm an antique dealer, and one of my favorite items of all time that I ever came across was a postcard from Las Vegas. Showing the Pioneer Man, the neon sign from the 1950s doing his thing, and there's an atomic mushroom cloud rising in the back off of Fremont Street.
Wow.
To show you how close they were to Vegas at that point.
Sure.
The chemtrailing is apparently very bad. When you look at the cancer rates of New York, You have to wonder what is actually going on, especially in the Rome-Utica area. There is a substantially high amount of people that are not normal, and those that are normal suffering from cancer.
By that, I mean
birth defects. I'm not being sarcastic like the Walmart people, but I'm talking
real. I can actually look out my living room window sometimes and actually see that, the chemtrails.
I don't think we're ever going to get an endorsement by Walmart. I think we throw them around too much. I think they'll never come aboard with us.
That's right.
If you ever want to see a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch, I would hang out in the parking lot of Walmart.
Mm-hmm. In pajama pants.
But that's all we have. Around here, it's Walmart. If you go to Pennsylvania, it's the Giant stores. Although Wegmans in Syracuse, I will give them a shout-out. They have an incredible supply of...
Yeah, they do. It's wonderful.
Interesting stuff. Especially in the charcuteria section. Which would be chopped meat.
Is that what that is?
Which is probably what's going to end up with us as we keep talking about conspiracy theories.
Chopped meat.
So if you hear about one of us being found shot in the back 8 times accidentally, you know what it is. So-and-so died in a freak car accident, but wasn't in a car and didn't get hit by one.
What?
Welcome to the world of government conspiracy. Rome is actually unique. With the Air Force Base, there's a lot of interesting ones. I know I mentioned it before. The 911 theory about Griffiths was another one that's quite disturbing. That is actually true. That's quite repulsive, but... Steve's giving me the look here, so maybe you weren't here when I talked about that one?
No, I don't think I was.
At the exact moment one of the planes went off the radar, basically over Amsterdam, New York, it came back online. It's believed at that point, I don't know what the flight number was offhand, but the one carrying the passengers continued on and landed at Griffiths, and in its place was replaced with an EC-3A Joint Stars airplane, which would be part of the Rome Lab contingent, and that's what crashed into the World Trade Center. But if they landed these passengers at Griffiths, what happened to them? Mm-hmm. Now, there were people that work in the airline industry keep saying that the part numbers that were on these planes keep showing up in inventory as active in flight. So if this plane was destroyed, why are these serial numbers still showing? Now, when you look at the impact video of the first airplane hitting the World Trade Center, what's very distinctive is when you look at the nose cone, the nose portion of the airplane, underneath it is a square box. And that box runs pretty much the length of the airplane. That's how you can tell it's an EC-3A and not a 747 passenger jet, because that's actually a radar array underneath. And that's what those planes were. Joint Stars was part of a radar program. And I believe those could be flown remote control. Okay. So that was the theory. As it went off the blip around Amsterdam, it was replaced with the military plane.
Okay.
But they don't really ever say anything about the second plane being conspiracy. So I don't really know what the deal is. What did you do with all the people that were on the plane? Were they paid off?
The first plane you mentioned, and then where did they go? They're paid off and they're not. Ever
so a lot
heard
of these
from by their families again? What kind of person would take a payoff, unless it's your life, that you would never be able to get in contact with your family again? That's kind of peculiar, isn't it?
I found it. That's weird. I don't know.
But going back to the first plane, that's that hump underneath the plane that everybody says they see, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to find one for you here.
I know a lot of. I heard a couple people say that the planes actually started blowing up before they hit the towers.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that too.
And that's the problem with conspiracy theories. It's sort of like in the paranormal world with urban legends. I mean, it sounds good, but then how do you follow through on your own theory? You know what I mean?
Right.
So there were two planes. So if one hit. That's the second plane. So we went through all that trouble to switch one plane out, but not the second? What would be the purpose of...
I don't know.
And I mean, I think it's pretty much universally accepted between skeptics that it was a missile that hit the Pentagon. That there's no way that was any type of airline.
They found no wreckage, right? They found no wreckage
not
at the
of
Pentagon.
Airplanes, I don't believe.
Actually, I heard, and I don't know how true it is, but I heard that, that the Pentagon wasn't actually hit by a plane. It was hit by a missile.
Right.
I don't know. But there's a lot of theories about 9/11 out.
But see, then to fuel all this stuff, you have Flight 93, which went down in Pennsylvania.
Right.
They had the black box. They played it for the family, and then you never heard another word about any of that. I mean, none of the family ever came forward and said what they heard on the boxes. There was that "let's roll" thing that came out.
Yep.
Was that fabricated propaganda? Was
I don't know.
Then this was the other theory. They said Plane 2 was a ghost plane. It was an image that they added in after the fact.
Really?
That's why you've seen it exploding before it hit.
Well, actually...
It was
actually,
a CGI.
Actually, that's the first time I've heard that it was a ghost plane. I've never heard that.
I shouldn't say I'm fascinated with it, but I do read the 911 stuff.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, it was a horrible tragedy. It was what it was.
What would be the purpose, though, of sending military planes to crash into the World Trade Center and kill?
Well, wouldn't it be
thousands
of
American citizens?
Wouldn't one of the theories be conspiracy theories is to start a war?
Okay, but why would they kill? Why would they take down our own economy to start a war?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? I mean, trust me, I have an older uncle and he lives for all this conspiracy stuff. Every time he comes over and visits with me, that's all I hear about. I mean, I understand and I look at the stuff on YouTube and, you know, I can see what people are saying, but I sit back and I kind of scratch my head and think, what is the motivation? And people say money, start a war, stimulate the economy, but do you not think there might be a little bit better ways to do this?
You would think.
And how come that when you watch YouTube, it's so blatantly obvious that those weren't passenger jets that hit the trade centers, that these people wouldn't think of that?
Right.
That the conspiracy theorists wouldn't be jumping all over this and essentially pointing to the government? And I guess if we want to start a war, we can start a war.
Well, sure.
That's not a problem. We don't need to crash planes into our own trade centers, killing thousands upon thousands of people.
But then at that time, George W. Bush was president. Vice president was the former head of Halliburton. And I don't know. And I'm just saying.
You're going even deeper towards the Illuminati and all that kind of stuff.
I think.
Yeah,
you're right.
I'm watching it right on YouTube.
Oh, okay. You're right. There could be better ways to do it, but in order to start a war against a specific place, this might have been the best way to do it.
Well, obviously, if I wanted to start a war with, say if I didn't like Mike, and I wanted to start a war with Mike, essentially, I would frame him, make it look like Mike did something. You know what I mean? So people would hate Mike.
Yep.
I mean, that's basic, very
and this
core.
And this is what this is.
Right. Way to go after somebody or pin something on somebody that's innocent. But, you know, but this goes beyond bizarre. I mean, this is like crashing, you know, U.S. property into trade centers, killing thousands of people. And, I mean, it's just, I don't know.
How many hijackers were on these planes? And I don't want to, you know, I'm saying this because I don't know, what, two or three each plane, hijackers?
What were there in total? I don't even know, 12 or
I don't
something?
Know. But you have how many people, passengers on these planes? Maybe 100, 200. And these few people get up with box cutters and hijack them.
I would kick their ass if
you
I sat on an airplane, even
you
before this
so?
All would happen. If some guy was yelling jihad stuff with a box cutter, I think I would get out of my seat and take him on.
You think so?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without a shadow of doubt, I would.
You're going to risk it. box cutters. Come on.
I take my chances.
Yep. I would rather do that than in die on my feet.
Absolutely.
And then go down and not have a say in how I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
That way, if I stood up and said, oh, hell no, you're not doing this, not here, not now, at least if I die, I'm dying on my feet. And I'm dying something worth dying for. But if they take the plane and they seal you off, they're going to crash it, you have no say in how you're going to die.
But you know what? Maybe it wasn't just the planes that needed to take down the Trade Center. Because if you look further into this, now they're saying there are bombs planted in there that went off.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
those Trade Centers were, I think, were designed to take impact. I think that's one of the things that they consider when they're building a building that high is, what if an airplane crashes into it?
Right. It was actually rated for a 727, I think.
Yeah,
when it was
exactly.
Built.
Exactly. So how do you make a building that high collapse when it's hit, say, three quarters of the way up, you hit it. Okay, so I can see the quarter of it toppling down, but the rest of the building standing. These all collapsed.
Like they had detonated
like a demolition would, where you'd implode a building.
Yep.
And that's kind of what it looks like. I mean, I can certainly see it all, and I get what they're saying, and to me, sometimes a proof is irrefutable that it's there, but again, what is the intent? What is the goal? Start a war? I mean, we could have basically done something a lot simpler and made it look a lot more obvious, like, you know, detonated a bomb someplace and just advertised jihad to do that.
Well, actually,
you know?
Didn't they try to blow the World Trade Center up in, what, 93?
I was going to say, you got to take that into consideration, too, with the structural integrity that was hit once prior.
Right.
Having watched a lot of the fire department videos on that, I don't know if you ever seen the one Robert De Niro did with the two French filmmakers. They were following the two probational firemen around, and that was actually, you know, being the son of a fireman watching that was actually horrible because they were in the towers as they were falling down, filming that live, and they played all that, just that sound. And the fact that they all lived was actually, that chief was just on the news there, fighting to get that bill passed for the first responders
that
will not pass for some reason, that these firemen and policemen are all dying from World Trade Center syndrome, which is a crock of crap. But
what bill would that be?
It's some first responder bill for people that were at the Trade Centers.
Mm-hmm.
And but watching the fire department, they tell you what they think happened was when the plane hit, it poured the fuel down the elevator shafts, which were in the center of the building, because the center was actually the transportation hub.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess when it was built, they didn't use sufficient enough fire coating on the steel beams. So the impact jarred what little was on there off, and then just the constant burning of the fuel and the office stuff was enough to weaken it. But again, I don't buy the fact that, like Rich said, if anything, it would have just toppled and fell off, and then whatever residual collateral damage happened to buildings next to it is, you know, like 40 stories of a building are falling off onto another building. Sort of like the movie Transformers when they show. That's what you would expect. This literally just, two towers literally just dropped straight on themselves.
Pancakes.
Now, what if you had a family member that was in that Trade Center or supposedly on that airplane, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you're looking at these videos and you're seeing all this conspiracy stuff. How would you feel? Would you take it for granted that it was the terrorists and that was it? And then, you know, Bush went over and kicked some ass and, you know, on where we go, now we have to deal with ISIS? Or would you believe you guys are full of crap? I'm getting an attorney. I'm suing you guys, going after you because my own government murdered my father, brother, sister, mother. You know, I mean, how do you think that makes someone like that feel? Now, the first responder, I think, I understand, but this is a little bit different. This is where, essentially, the death of your loved one is riding on possibly a conspiracy that they were targeted and killed for the various reason to start a war or to go over into the Middle East to invade. I mean, that's got to be kind of, I don't know, unsettling, to say the least.
Well, sure.
So in this, the spirit of conspiracy here...
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the towers were accidental? Do you think they just meant to crash them in and they figured, well, it'll withstand the fire department will get up there, put it out?
Oh, no.
And this
oh,
just
no.
went
no,
horribly
no, no.
wrong?
No.
Do you think
because,
it was just...
Because, you know what? Because, like Rich said, that there, you know, the way the buildings fell, there had to be demolition in there, you know, just like they blow up a building.
Right. I think the intent was that these towers were going down.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, they would have got just as much... The terrorists would have got just as much bang for their money if they crashed those jets. I mean, that would have sent a significant message, killing hundreds of people as it is. Now, going into the towers and destroying the towers, obviously, it's always said that the three towers are the most powerful visual for our economy. Looking at them, it shows in America how strong it is. So, essentially, instead of attacking our troops or our embassies or whatever, protect our economy, because America's, we love our economy, we love our money, we love our things, we're greedy people.
Exactly.
We're capitalists.
I think just like
you know,
you said,
that's a bad thing. We're capitalists. So by doing that, you're destroying the significant figure of our economy.
That's
now,
the root cause of
do you
war
think,
right there.
Why
do you
not
think
the Statue of Liberty, though?
But do you think by destroying the World Trade Center, that's going to knock our economy down? It didn't work. So,
having worked for the Bank of New York, it actually strengthened them.
Right. So, do you think that these terrorists had that much, that much resources and education that they could figure all this out in time to set this elaborate scheme up to crash those jets in there, not even knowing if the buildings would even topple? I mean, they would have had plans. They would have had basically
structural engineers,
some PhD engineers, and all that to kind of figure out what the impact would be.
Why would they not have dove the planes, though, towards the end?
Why would they not dove towards the bottom of the Trade Center?
That's what I mean.
Right.
Why, when they get close, why didn't they just arc
them?
That
could have been a difficult
thing
because, I mean, you've got a lot of other tall buildings around there you may have end up hitting on the way in. But
not that we're promoting this, then.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, but the thing is, like I said, it's weird for me to understand that the government would do that. Not that I trust the government or anything, don't get me wrong, but essentially that they would do that. And second, why did they do it the way that it was done? You know what I'm saying? Did they know it would be that much of an impact and crumble those towers and kill thousands upon people?
And then you have tower number 7, which mysteriously collapsed on itself.
Just
which
the same
had all
way.
The
Just
then there
the
was the hotel,
way.
Right?
Yep.
Or was that in building 7?
I don't know.
There is the theory too that a week or two before, all the countries pulled their gold and silver reserves out of the storage facilities on site.
The terrorists wouldn't have anything to do with that.
Also, beforehand, there was a special urban search and rescue team that was doing a drill outside the city the night before. I mean, there's a lot of coincidental things attached with that. It's like they were ready to respond immediately. So,
yeah.
Or was it more like you had the credible threat, you knew it was coming, and like Pearl Harbor, you just had to let it happen?
I don't know. I mean, look at what happened in Paris. I read an article online that I think Turkey knew about this and was trying to tell France to get in touch with their intelligence and let them know that something was going to go down, and they never heard anything back from France.
No, I never heard that.
And then everything went loose. That actually happened when I was out in Spokane. I had to fly out the next day, and all of a sudden, the next thing I know, there's like all this stuff going on. It affects everything, even out to Spokane. The airport became on high alert just because something was going on in Paris. So just imagine that they've got the point now where they can attack something, kill some people, and all of a sudden the whole world prepares for it. I mean, that's the impact that these terrorists have.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? But I don't know. The whole 9/11 thing, the conspiracy, got to look at it, and I do. It makes me wonder. I mean, it would make sense. I mean, looking at the footage that it was an inside job, possibly, done by the government. At the same time, I sit and scratch my head and said, it just doesn't make any sense to me why would they do that? There are so many other ways to do it without shedding so much blood and destruction to start a war, strengthen the economy, to want to spend more money on defense. You know what I mean?
Shedding of blood, wouldn't that go along with, you know, they killed our people, now we've got to go. They not only destroyed our property, but they killed our people. So now we've got to go in there and we got to kick their ass.
Okay, perfect example. Look at Russia. Terrorists took down that airplane. Russia went in there and they're just wreaking havoc. When they get done with Syria, there's not going to be a Syria.
No.
Okay? No. That's the kind... And look how much of an impact. One... I mean, obviously, the jet was full of innocent lives.
Oh, absolutely.
Terrible, horrible tragedy.
Absolutely.
In itself. But by downing that jet, without attacking trade centers and all that stuff, downing one jet, Russia went in there, and they responded with military action. And they are just killing and blowing up everything in sight. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That's how much one single jet airliner impact. Now, I think that same impact would be on the United States. If they took out one jet airline and crashed it, and a couple hundred people died, I think that's enough for the American people and the government to go to war. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, sure.
I mean, I just don't think, although this is unnecessary, this is so elaborate, you know, to be a conspiracy.
Oh, sure.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to send jets into the Trade Center, and we're going to bomb it, and we're going to make it look just like it, but we're going to pretend it's like United Airlines, but they're going to see and look and see that it's military planes. I mean, didn't you think that the people mastermind this would have figured that kind of stuff out? You know, the government could have said, let's paint this to make it look like a United Airlines flight. They could have done that. They just set it right in as a as a government plane. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I watched too much Fast and Furious movies. They paint the car and look like a police car, and then they go in and rob a bank. I mean, you think they could have done that to the jet? That's what I'm saying.
It's too new to be in Nicole's book there, Bob. Continuing on in the spirit of government conspiracy is the Sandy Hook conspiracy with the kids.
Oh, no, I've heard about that.
You mm-hmm. haven't heard about
no,
that?
No. We're please like, enlighten me.
What was it? The same people
were seen
in the news footage
at
other mass shootings? Something appeared on Facebook. I'm not too familiar with this, but something appeared on Facebook and then was removed. The people were alive after the shooting were posting on Facebook
and then removed. I vaguely remember that, yeah.
What? Something like that.
And then there was it the teacher maybe? I think
it was the teacher
that allegedly was killed, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole series of things. Oh, and this one just popped into my mind. I remember watching this on YouTube that all of the 911 witnesses have all been dying mysteriously. Like that big, what was a commuter train in Washington, where the person driving the train allegedly was texting and caused that big crash,
mm-hmm.
and a few people died. Well, one of the people that died was some kind of general that had something to do with 9/11. He was one of the few people who... So did they crash an entire train to kill this person? People that were on the news, same thing like we were talking before the show, they all died in these mysterious one-car car accidents, these rare... illnesses or
deemed suicides
mm-hmm. where you shoot yourself in the back 8 times or
mm-hmm.
it's the level they go to. It's just if you're looking for something later, look up the Sandy Hook conspiracy. I haven't really done much on that, but I know there's some weird things where these people were showing up at other mass shootings and just
I remember hearing something about that briefly.
The guy that comes in our pizzeria, he has a name for it. It's called, I'll think of it. It's called something actors. I don't remember what it was, but he's the first guy there.
But since we're all survivalists, maybe we owe it to the crowd here to give you a few pieces of advice. I'll share some of my training, Steve, if you want to jump in on any of this. Especially with Christmas coming up, I mean, I do have bad juju about all that's going on in the world, especially with the major Christian holiday coming up. I was actually worried about December 7th, personally. It was mm-hmm. a landmark day, but...
I was just about to say, thank goodness nothing happened on that December 7th.
As Rich said, if something happens and you're on an airplane, you have to remember one objective. There's a pilot. If the pilot gets killed, there is no pilot. You have to do everything you can to prevent them from getting into the cockpit.
Aren't they since 9/11? I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but since 9/11, haven't the cockpits been hardened?
I hope
that
so.
They're not so easy to break into. Yeah, I think they're not only locked, but they're barricaded almost in there. So yeah,
if an active shooting breaks out, you do not lie on the ground. You crouch to the ground, hide behind something hard, firm. Bullets ricochet. If you're laying on the ground, they may ricochet into you. Get in a crouched position. If there's explosives, that's when you lay flat, because explosives blow up and out. So get yourself as close to the ground. Remember that. Crouch for gunshots. Lay flat for explosives. I mean, it's horrible even on the paranormal radio show. We got to talk about survival basics for people, but And like we're taught where I work, if you're going to resist, don't stop. You get that mindset on, you carry through and take care of it. You are making yourself the one who's stopping that situation. And then you deal with the Justice Department later. But the
I would rather deal with the Justice Department later than be dead.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's the world the conspiracy has us in. Now you mentioned Clinton. I'm not going to talk about the Clintons because I'm not going to be one of them. But you know the Clintons are part of the Bilderberg Society. You heard of the Bilderbergs?
Mm-mm.
Those are the people who call the shots. I'll actually give you my own conspiracy theory going on right now in the political realm with Donald Trump. I think Donald Trump is messing with the different factions. Bush and his family are known to have been in the Skull and Bone faction, which is out of what, Harvard or Yale? One of them, too.
Yale, isn't it? Yeah, I think
it's that's one group of ultra rich people. Then there's the Bilderbergs, which is what the Rothschilds, Mike, all of mm-hmm. them are off the mm-hmm. big money around the world. They meet somewhere in Maryland.
Well, they
Switzerland. There's a
place
in
the original
US,
site. When, Mike, Switzerland was the original site. Don't they change the site every other year or every year or something like that? And the global elitists, our president. Foreign heads of state, they all meet at this place. I'm sorry.
It's funny that you mention this because my next one, this will tie right into it, is the Bohemian Grove.
That's where it is, isn't it? That's the Bilderbergs.
Is that what?
Right, where is the Bohemian Grove located?
California.
Yes.
Didn't Alex Jones actually get into the Bohemian Grove one time? He went in the waterways or something.
Brad Metzler's group. He sent them in. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Buddy Mack and Scott. And they all got arrested.
Yes.
And they only
yes.
got into the river. They didn't get anywhere near.
Yes.
All of a sudden, all these police converged on them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we didn't know we can't go here. You can't go here. And I think that's actually what we're seeing with this political season. I think we're seeing somebody who's got the money to take on the two global factions saying, something's not right here, you need to change. I'm the person who's trying to change you. That's just my thought, trying to make him into a hero. But
mm-hmm.
when you watch what's going on, it's like this guy's getting support from unlikely places. And it's like, you have like the establishments telling you, we don't really care what you vote. We're not going to vote for this guy. This is what you're going to have. Like, your life is already pre-planned, and they already have the path that we're going on pre-planned. And this guy's standing in their way saying, no, that's not what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? I don't know if that's,
mm-hmm.
if I'm formulating yeah. that in the proper protocol, but I do see this election season as being a gigantic conspiracy theory. Because you have Bilderberg, then you had the establishment Bush, and now all of a sudden you just have the casino man come out of nowhere, and it's like, what's this guy doing? I mean, he doesn't want to be president. He's got billions of dollars. He's more powerful anyway. You want a $200,000 a year job? Oh, it's $400,000
$450,000 a year, I think, it is president makes. But still, that's peanuts compared to what he makes in a minute.
And Bohemian Grove, they have some weird ceremonies. Does it say anything mm-hmm. about the...
Something about the
an
owl.
An idol worship, right, or something?
The owl statue.
The owl, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they all wear robes and...
40-foot statue. Walter Cronkite, I guess, is the voiceover for the statue.
Really?
Apparently.
I'll tell you, if I had money... I could find other things to do than be part of some weirdo cult thing, worshiping owl statues and
who's
crap
the,
like that.
Who's the big nightly news anchor that retired?
Is that Walter Cronkite?
No. Recently, before Brian Williams replaced him.
Stone Phillips?
No.
He was on
Tom
from
Brokaw.
The 60s.
Tom Brokaw?
Brokaw.
No, he was part of the Skull and Bone series. And if this is where I'm just feeding my own conspiracy here.
Mm-hmm.
He actually came out last week and started attacking Trump. It's like they have to bring back all these people now to start attacking. Mm-hmm. It's like this guy's been retired for how long? Hasn't commented about anything. And now it's like, okay, we got to bring out this whole cast of characters now. It's like, that's where I see the bigger picture. Like, we need to stop this guy.
And the more they try, it seems anyway to me, the more they try to stop him, the more he gains popularity.
At least 1-888-429-5471. Share your thoughts.
If you have any conspiracy theories of your own, please dial
1-888-429-5471. If not, we're going to put Rich on the spot and talk about Bigfoot.
Wouldn't it stand to reason that if Trump's going to run for president with as much money as he had, that he's just another cog in the machine? He's not as independent as you think.
It's possible.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, all these Trump supporters make him out to be this hero, but he's just as big a part of the problem as everybody else.
So Mike is basically saying if you have a billionaire here running for the office, he's just a cog in the machine as well.
Well, if you're going to say all these other rich white guys are backed by some sort of secret society, what makes Trump so different? Except his society is obviously more secret than you know.
I don't think Trump is propelled or motivated by money. I think to him, it's a challenge. I think he's one of these people has that class A personality where essentially, you know, what's next for the guy? He's got everything. You have to still continue to achieve something. You know, he's like, okay, I made $1 billion, check. Do this, check. Own 7 helicopters, check. I got to do something. Run for president. Yeah, you know? Yeah, I mean, maybe, yeah, I understand. I mean,
if I was
filthy rich, I would probably want to prove to the world other things too. I wouldn't just sit on my yacht and float in the Caribbean. I'd want more. I want more and more.
Actually, about 20 years ago or so, he was on a news special. I don't say, I can't remember which one it was, but they actually asked him, do you ever think you run for president? He goes, no, I don't have the time. Mm-hmm. This was, I want to say 2020, one of those types of
jerks. A while ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And he actually said, no, I ain't got the time to be president. I have no want or wish to be president. Now all of a sudden, here's Donald Trump running for president.
Yeah. Or how about this, Mike? Do you think this could be a Brewster's Million situation? It's some bet between billionaires we don't know about? And it's all just for fun?
I bet you I can run for president and win.
I'll bet you $1.
It could be. He's a very motivated gentleman, but he's not trying to become president. He's probably tackling something else to become some huge... Yeah.
I catch hell for this, but I'd love to work on his campaign for a year. You know what you could probably learn from that guy?
Oh.
Just his personality, how he does business. I mean...
Yeah.
See him. He sets the trap. They go into the trap, and they fall for the damn trap every time. He lets it ride, and then he just... Here you go. I'm not as dumb as you all think. Here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the law that I'm citing that you didn't know about, which was on page 34 of the old book.
Yeah, well, he's a brilliant man. I mean, you can't argue with that. He didn't become who he is by being stupid. So,
Now, have any of you been watching... I know it appears on YouTube and not YouTube, Facebook, and everything on Facebook is 100% true, but we've been seeing where China's threatening the U.S. that we need to tell our citizens about aliens, or they're going to?
Actually, I have.
I have not.
I've heard something about that. I don't know the whole gist of that, but I have heard it, yes.
Why would they care if our government told
And us? Have they told their citizens about aliens? Now, my friend lives in China. He hasn't said anything to me about...
That happens every few years. I don't know if you remember a few years ago, it was the Canadians. The Canadian military officer stood up and said, the Americans don't tell their people about aliens, I'm going to. Before that, it was the Russians. Oh, we've been experiencing aliens forever, and we're going to tell the Americans. So,
well, what does everybody want to tell us?
Exactly.
Again, going back to all this conspiracy stuff, it just doesn't make any sense. You know what I mean? Like, no, we can't tell our citizens because we can make billions of dollars by shutting our mouths. I don't get it. I'm still trying to wrap my hands around the whole Sandy Hook thing. Why would that be a controversy? Why would all that be staged? For what purpose? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have little kids now. What? I just don't get it.
Maybe gun control.
Gun control.
Yeah,
but again,
there's
other ways
to kill little kids.
Another conspiracy theory is the government's been trying to find a way to disarm the American public for a very long time, and they just cannot get it going.
If if you're pushing gun control, the best way to do it is to kill kids. They're the one thing on the planet everyone pretends to care about.
Yeah. Unless they're your own.
So you're saying that all these liberals that want gun control, the people who say they want to make everything right for everybody, the ones
the
that are killing kids. That makes us conservative Republicans who don't want gun control look great, as far as I'm concerned.
That's the other side of it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just don't understand
why
innocent lives are pawns in the games for political gain like that. I mean, I understand going old school back when, you know, Alexander the Great and all that, when they would conquer. But now you're talking about, let's pass gun control. You know what we can do? Let's kill a school full of little kids. Excellent idea.
Gotta have
How do we do this?
You know, what happened in Australia. That guy in Australia.
A twisted individual would plan that, let alone even carry it out.
Look what happened in Australia.
Every year they figure out what school's doing the worst. Instead of budget cuts, just go weed out a couple stupid.
So can I throw another one at you then? Since you're on
there? Please do.
Do you think MK Ultra is real and they're just activating people?
MK Ultra.
Those were the mind control experiment.
I don't believe in the whole mind control thing. I'm just.
You think you can condition somebody so good that you can set a secret word into somebody, and 20 years later, just by saying a certain word,
is that
activate them?
Mm-hmm. MK Ultra was a big thing with the CIA.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? No. I don't. That's hard.
I'm a very big skeptic. When I have to see, like, the whole paranormal, I was a huge skeptic. I didn't believe any of this stuff. I told you guys when I started doing that. That's why I did it. Now, if I went into that program and saw it for my two eyes, then I would.
That's
the
a different,
What was
mm-hmm.
that? Did you ever see that? George Clooney, guy ran through the wall.
Oh, men who stared at goats.
However, by mentioning Bigfoot, by the way, we need to throw him in there. Am I a skeptic of Bigfoot to a certain degree?
Sure.
But I believe there is something there that enough, you know, you put all the wackos and the people aside that are trying to make money and look at the people who really honestly did see things, people who, like, you know, police officers, firemen, doctors, stuff like that, that have these kind of sightings and experiences, that there really is something there. We'll call it Bigfoot for now, but there's something there that needs to be seen, something that needs to be found. I don't know what it's going to ultimately be, but we'll go with the whole Bigfoot thing for now until we get more, discover more. So
I kind of think that there could be a Bigfoot, absolutely, but do I think he's part of some UFO conglomerate that they comes from UFO? No, if Bigfoot exists, I believe Bigfoot's just an American great ape. That's what I think. If he exists.
Since Steve mentioned ape, I watched the movie The Coopers over the weekend with Candy. We used our Food and Flick pass. And they were having a philosophical religious debate in there, and I never heard it phrased this way. And the atheist and the conservative Republican were going at it. And he's like, evolution? He's like, if we've all evolved from monkeys and apes, why are there still monkeys and apes?
I've never heard that
way before, and it kind of makes sense.
Like, actually, I feel the same way. If we all come from apes, why the heck are there still apes? Why aren't they evolved? Well, a lot of people say they come from a different subspecies of ape. You know, but then again, bullshit. That's what I say.
Aliens are coming into this, right?
Scientists have been reporting they've been studying certain packs of chimpanzees that are beginning to show signs of heading into a Stone Age culture.
Really?
Signs of chimpanzees heading into a Stone Age culture.
Yep.
Interesting.
So maybe we'll have Planet of the Apes for real in about 200 years.
It's all fascinating. So, Mike, you think MK Ultra is real?
Yeah.
How would they implant it into people? Music?
It was a combination. Well, it all spawns out of all the LSD experiments in the
40s.
That's just about the same thing.
It's a combination of, like, think about it now. Think about the stuff they're doing with the bioral sounds. You can make people's body reactive. It's a combination of that. It's like a hypnosis. You can use mind-altering drugs. You put them in a trance that just—it's like, let's say you got molested as a kid and black it out, but then have nightmares about your whole life. Then a hypnotherapist brings that memory back, which you had no recollection ever actually happened, but your body remembered. It's pretty much the same thing.
Well, yeah, I believe there are ways to get into the subconscious mind of people. The brain things are stored way back in there.
And all it's doing is putting something in there,
right?
Storing it, and then bringing it out later. It's the exact same principle.
Well, I've seen the hypnosis thing actually work. I mean, because I've got some people I work with that are actually hypnotists for the entertainment value, but they actually do hypnotherapy work. And I remember one of my guys hypnotizing a kid and telling him that, you know how to speak Chinese now. So the kid started talking, and another guy that was with him recorded him on his audio recorder on his phone, and he goes, he stopped buying salts the next day, and he goes, man, he goes, I recorded my buddy when he was supposedly talking Chinese, which sounded like gibberish, but he goes, I actually listened to some of it, and I looked some of it up, and I called a buddy of mine who was actually Chinese, and he said a lot of the stuff he was saying was actually full sentence Chinese, and he wrote it down what he was saying. Like, he asked him, what color is your shirt? And he said, something like that. And it translated to white. And he actually had a white shirt on. So either it was just a hell of a coincidence that this all-American white kid out of Indiana knew Chinese, or he did hypnotize him where at some point he pulled that out of his subconscious and spoke Chinese.
In all actuality, a lot of the stuff, a lot of the conspiracy you guys are talking about, like the government doing stuff to its own people, In the modern context, it's very shocking, and it's kind of like, why would the government do that? But if you think about the stuff, it's no different than the stuff the government did during the Cold War, except you never found out about it, or the fact that you had someone everyone hated, which was, I mean, I'll think of all the, like, nerve gas and the stuff they'd experiment with on farmers. They'd say they were, you know, spraying a new insecticide, and it's all the same thing. It's all LSD and I mean,
well, we need to stop electing these officials.
There was actually
find some people like Trump in there. They're going to experiment on, you know, crash airplanes into the World Trade Center.
The heart of the matter is we don't vote for them anyway. Our votes don't matter. The electoral college actually votes them into being.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, there's a conspiracy for you.
And to give her the plug there, it wasn't until Bill Clinton got elected president that he outlawed secret testing on government employees. As a government employee, it was part of your contract that they could test you. And I do believe, like in Rome, that's why all of our parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles all have cancer, because they were doing weird experiments on them.
Or we were there, Nicole, right? You said that one road. What road is it where your house is?
Where I live on Mayberry. And well,
right behind Griffiths Air Force Base.
Yep.
Everyone that grew up over there has been living there since like the 50s. But they all got brain cancer, didn't they?
Where I bought my house.
Like 8 out of 10 people on the street all
yeah.
Have brain cancer.
Where I bought my house on Mayberry Road.
Right.
Every single house leading up to my house, everybody had a brain tumor, brain cancer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the government
I moved out.
Will do whatever it wants to.
You moved out.
For mm-hmm. reasons that, you know,
yeah, but that's not proof that the government did anything
right.
directly. It could be proof that the government was doing something
that
put something in the environment that caused that. But not,
I think that's what that
not
is.
Not intentionally versus, like, let's experiment with people on Mulberry Street and see if we can get brain cancer.
No, it's not saying that exactly, but just
I mean,
know, something in the area, radiation or...
Mm-hmm.
Well, that I would believe. But there's also natural radiation in places, too, as well. You know what I mean? Once you go into a place disturbed the environment, you can, you know, kick up stuff. And there's just so many of these conspiracies. You could spend, like, 20 radio shows basically trying to get to the bottom.
I think there are some legitimate conspiracy theories. Others are just wild coincidences.
We do have a high level of radon around here, if you didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, I know. I had a house that was radon tested, and it came out high.
Really?
Yeah. Marcy.
So we're at the end here, Steve, if you want to take us out.
Alrighty, that's it for tonight. We'll be back with you in 2 weeks. Until then, everybody stay spooky. This is Paranormal Investigator Radio. My name is Steve.
Justin Bieber.
Nicole.
Bill.
Merry Christmas.
And Donna.
Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Hanukkah.
And a good new year.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Joining us for this episode of Paranormal Investigator Radio. Be sure to visit us online at paranormalinvestigatorradio.com. Until next time, happy hunting and stay spooky.